through the activities of the minister, developed one that works for the Lord. What is the primary activity of the minister? Number one, prayer and the ministry of the word. Prayer and the ministry of the word. And I totally understand, like I always say, just listen contextually. Because prayer could be for fellowship, it could be for, you know, just having intimacy with him. But it's also a part of prayer that it becomes work. And the ministry of the word. That is, as far as God is concerned, if you are not praying and you are not ministering the word, you are not giving the word, it's the first activity after your word. Working for the Lord. Talk about working for your own heart. Remember, the reasons why he gives us the ministry gifts is so that we will be equipped to work for the Lord. You know, some people are very excited. If I came here as something, I say, oh, my mom is this, he's doing this, 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 and then gosh, what is that? See? Tomorrow by this time, you get dollars. Tomorrow by this time, you get dollars. Now, I'm not against any of these. Because if I come here every time, and that's all that I do, do you know that I'm not preparing you for the work of the ministry? And what that means is that when you start before God, to be very sad. My responsibility after apostle, prophet, whatever you decide to call me, is that there is an equipping of the work that you have to be equipped for. So you can do the work of the ministry. Again, told you that I spoke. The work of serving the Lord in the ministry. So it's so important. So important. We cannot dispense. There are other things, like I said, there are other things that come together that make it very whole. But we must not lose our sight on the work. The work. The toil. So there's a place of prayer and the ministry of the word. When I teach you every day, you don't see that at work. You just might not know. So you mean work. So the first activity of the minister, worker of God, is that there will be activities of prayer and ministry of the Lord. In your discipleship, there must be work service, there must be preachings, there must be teachings, there must be prayers, working. Working for God. You will not be able to work on your own. Prayer and ministry. They are activities of the ministry. You have to be determined. You have to be determined. Like I said, it's going to pour in the strength that you need. So preaching and teaching. Jerusalem as well. See something in Acts chapter 6. Verse 2. Acts chapter 6. Verse 2. Then the 12 summoned the multitudes of the disciples. You have your Bibles, eh? Your notebooks. Okay. Then the 12 summoned the multitudes of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable
that we should leave the word of God
and serve what?
Tables.
Tables. Seek out from you seven men of good report, which will wisdom, will be appointed over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to what?
Prayer.
Prayer and to the
ministry of the word.
Ministry of
the word."
This activity of the minister. Are you a minister?
Yes, the pastor said.
Are you sure you're a minister?
Yes, the pastor said.
There must be that element of prayer and the ministry. So important. If not, you are not working. You don't share God's word with anyone. Is it
what? Your prayer is just about you. It's about you. God do this for me. God do that for me. God do this for me. God give me this. God give me that.
For your whole life. So my primary responsibility is not to, it's not even to prophesy to you. It's not my primary responsibility. It's to equip you for the work.
Equip you for the work.
Those ones are necessary, they're important, they're sad. But if you're not being equipped for the work, there's something you want. God works. Jesus works,
yes,
we work too,
yes, so we do.
In ministry. And there are other works of God, like I said, for every meeting there's an emphasis. There are other works of God, there are the good works of God also. And there are works too. Fruit of the Spirit, which is an inward work that he does, is also work too. So, do not detest the idea of doing yourself to have a ministry.
Yes.
So, if you're a minister, you're going to be found what? Number one?
Praying.
And doing what?
Ministry of the word.
It's what God sees as work. God sees it as work. You will actively participate in visitations, in discipleship. Visitations is also another kind of work, form of work. You should be able to follow up on the people that you teach. Visit them in their rooms, visit them in their homes, visit them. You should just be able to visit. See what it says in Jeremiah 23, verse 2. You need to visit. We should find you all over the place. It's work for God.
Yes, God.
It's work for God. Jeremiah 23. Verse 3. He lives to find themselves praying and standing. Verse 3. We find themselves visiting the people that they pray and visit. So it is a work for God. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 2. He says, okay, let's start from verse 1. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Some other version says you have not visited them. God sees that as well. So the disciple, the shepherd, the is to be found visiting people. It's work. I'm telling you. That's what matters to God. Yes. That's what matters to God. Amelia, when you go to work, what do you do as well? So she's ensuring that the stock is up. That's the work of the pharmacy. The work of the ministry. See the way she has to ensure that her medications are up to date. You don't ensure your disciples are doing well. You're telling me all over the place. John this. It's coming, but God, I gave you this disciple. What can you do with this disciple? Father. But there will be no excuses on that.
Yeah.
So you must be up and doing. This is the work of the ministry. Are you excited?
Oh,
yeah. Yes. All over the place. You are praying. The ministry. Then you are visiting. Go to your hostel. Find out how they are doing. You pray with them. It's the work of God. What you are doing is actually what God calls work of God. You balance sheets and figures. The work of the surgeon, you heal people through surgical means. The work of the ministry, prayer and the work. I'm telling you something. So when you stand before God, you don't say, "Lord, I work for you." You say, "Where did you work?" Never that, we'll come to that work also. There's that sort of work. There's also that kind of work. But the minister of God is somebody that prays, somebody that shares the word, frequently. It pours out of you effortlessly. And you always are visiting. Meeting. That's the third one actually. The third activity is giving counsel. Counsel. You will be directing people's lives some way, somehow. I have two word mates. Which one should I choose?
Counsel.
Then you know this. So there's counsel. There's counsel. So when you give counsel, there's counsel. There's prayer. There's the ministry of the word. There's visiting them, making sure they are fine wherever they are. Then there's offering out. Means you are found with them having a very fruitful conversation. How are you? Is everything that is done? Is that just interact?
Remember why the Lord is actually filled about the shepherds or pastors. Pastors, shepherds. Is because
why? Because they did not listen. They did not counsel. They did not. in your classroom, in your prayer, in your mission. This is the reason you are being fully here. Correct? Both of them are counselors. Some of them are sharp counselors. Sharp people, sharp directions. It's like you pick up a feather that prevents you from flying in a certain way. And hanging yourself. So there's counsel. So when you find yourself doing this, I'm telling you, you're doing the works. And there are hours, that's not your science, your work, they're all the ways. But primarily, actually, what you should be doing is the work of the what?
Ministry.
The ministry. What a ministry. Why do you know who is a minister?
Are you sure? Oh, yeah!
You must begin to delight in what God is doing.
I delight.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You must begin to delight in what God is doing. So the ministry is a work. It's a labor. Do you think it's easy to create?
You don't understand what you're saying.
So that's late. We find out that who's with that, get up. You find this time. And God recognizes that as labor, if not, it will not be actually captured in his word. Take your seat. First Timothy chapter 3 verse 5. If a man declares or desires, the position of a bishop there is simply an overseer or a teacher in primary language, or a pastor, somebody that oversees a work. So if you have five disciples,
bishop,
yeah, that's what it means. It's not anything very high sounding. It's just an overseer. That's somebody who oversees the duties. However, many times meaning liturgical Christianity, it sounds different. But actually what the Bible paints bishop is just somebody that oversees, that's all. Wow. Or what you can see an elder or a deacon. They're all the same thing. They are not different. If you instead you are Greek, they are not different. It's just somebody that yes, huh? So he says that this is the people say the man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. This work, but it is called work. So this, when you give yourself the work of the ministry, God calls that what?
Good work.
Good work. Good work. Don't you want to work for God?
I want to work for God.
Yes, I want to work for God seriously. Seriously, I want to work for God. To work for God. See 1 Timothy 5:17. Now, 1 Timothy 5. Let the elders who do well be counted worthy of work. Especially those who labor in what? The word and in what? Doctrine. This is what I was thinking. Those who labor in word and doctrine as well. Then he says that you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. The labor is worthy of his wages. Do you understand? And he calls that the work of the ministry, the work of the labor of the word and the doctrine, which is to teach. So the ministry is work. I just want you to see that the ministry is work as well. And you must be ready to work for the Lord.
Ready to work for the Lord.
2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verses 3 to 6. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And if anyone competes in athletics, so he now relates the work of the ministry first to the work of a soldier. You see that? Soldiers sleep. So that goes. So he likens the work of a ministry to the work of a soldier. Then in verse 5, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The working farmer must be first to partake of the work of the crops. So he first uses the analogy of a soldier. He uses the analogy of a what? Great, an athlete. And then he uses the analogy of a what? A farmer. Then he now says, consider what I say and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. So work. Work of the ministry. See, do not be deceived. There is great work ahead of us. There is great work ahead of us. If you don't want to serve the Lord, this word will be really not. This is such a really not. Maybe you can meet us at Zell. So I can meet. But this one, you need to see the workers. So if you are here, we are encouraging you. Do you know that there's something called recruitment? That's what we are doing here. How many of you are going to be recruited? Right now, I just kind of say, I'm giving all of you $500. Every month. There's new way. There's a new way. Ask. If you are interested, just join the queue. Yeah, just join the queue. You will see something. The whole question. And then the person who is here can so I am by this teaching also recruiting workers.
Wow.
Good. But you don't know how many of them work?
Anybody here?
It's called work of the ministry. That's how I want your business to be work of the ministry. Thank you. He wants us to close.
No.
So, there is work. I'm hoping this conversation of work affects every little side of your life. But we are zeroing in on the work of the ministry. You know, I many times share the story. I'm sure you heard me share before. But when I went and I saw my grandfather, I've never seen him dead before. I'm a whole life. That was the first time I saw someone dead. That was my first time. That was the last day. And I saw him lying now. I started to receive a lot of wisdom from just seeing something. I was talking to myself in myself, so you wouldn't be able to. So, is this all it's about? If that is what it's about, if this is all it, it's like nothing. Does God really recognize him? Yes, if we're born again, he loses one more. But does God really recognize his works? My grandfather helped Noguchi discover the use of ivermectin for Guinea Way in the north when there was an outbreak in that time. But all of those things, you don't see them. Can you remember? Did something like this, and plus other things, and then what is it? Saying this, you can do that. I said, no, I have to be smart about it. Because sometimes you see wisdom standing away from you. You just have to pick up on that wisdom that you see. You should really work for God. Bible calls that labor that is not in vain. He calls that labor that is not in what?
In
vain. It means there are many things that will or that are vain. It means vain means they are empty. They don't have any life in them. But our labor for the Lord in the work of the ministry, it's not in vain. It's not in vain.
It's not in vain.
It's not in vain. There are wonderful rewards that await people that labor tirelessly for the Lord. I need wisdom from them. Because I've seen that. Really true like that. All the things he lets me have, he lets me have. But he only has this body, and himself is true self, which is spirit. That's all he has. So believe us or
not.
Work for God in the work of the ministry. In the work of the ministry. In the work of the ministry. 1 Corinthians 16:15-16. I urge you, brethren, 1 Corinthians 16:15-16. I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such, to everyone who works, and that's what, and labors with us. It will take you just 2 seconds to know that what I'm saying is true. But I just say that, and shoot me back. And we just get there and say, are you sure? Use me as a laptop. Boom. Suddenly, one split second, you'll be in another place. One second, you'll be in another place. The real you, you'll find yourself in another place.
Wow.
That's when you see that what I'm telling you right now is true. Just 1 second. To like, let's try this. Except that you might not get the response. But you said that, hi! It's true. The Lord said, are you seeing them? He's using to them to take their work seriously. So when they come, the Lord is true. Just takes that to happen. 1 second, we shoot you right now, you see that you are gone. 1 second, you jump into another world. Now, we're not going to be actually useless so much that we forget what is, you know, up ahead. But we're not going to also make sure that we are forgetting what is up ahead and then being actually useful. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's why there's a need for the work of the ministry. You will have to work, you will have to labor, you will have to toil. You have to toil in prayer, you have to toil in evangelism, you have to toil in discipleship, you have to toil in everything that there is that concerns God and the world. Those nuggets is what I'm giving to you. In this language, there has to be. See the preaching of the God, the word of God. If you don't do that, there's going to be. God wants you aware. Are you listening?
Yes.
That you also submit to such and everyone who works and labors with us. Who works and labors with us. So when Jesus called to his disciples, when he told them, I'm making fishes for men, and he used fishes for a very key reason. Because it's difficult to fish. They are actually tall on and they are not caught any fish. You only catch the same thing. And how the preaching and the work of the ministry is being taught, you work. You taught in preaching, you taught in visitations, you taught in prayer. That's how you toil. The work of the ministry entails toiling. So sometimes when you see people just say, oh, they're just interested in maybe, let me say, like, it's very superficial, it's just on the surface. But that's what I'm teaching you, so that you know that, wow, this is what happens way. Work for God. I believe some of these things I'm saying now is going to be very important for us as a ministry.
Oh, yes.
So when you find out that We have to look for you. We have to search for you. You have to search for your disciples. You have to speak to them. You have to pray for them. So you are working. And you are working for God.
For God.
Jesus, what I'm saying?
Yes, Pastor.
You're working for God. So you're going to be working for God. Are you working for God?
Yes, Pastor.
Work for God.
Work for God.
It's your master. Be master.
Work.
This is your feet. You must work for God. You just put your nails and you are your feet. Walk into the church with 6 centimeters. 12 inches. Is that 12 inches? Or 12 inches? Do you want to fly? Yes. So there will be things. Just watch. When you get my sugar, it's so you're
First Thessalonians.
And I'm now going to give you 5 characteristics of being sure that you're close. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. First Thessalonians chapter number 5. This is cool. We urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their what? Works. So, in disciples, the people that disciple you, as the believers, you will have to love them and highly esteem them. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You have to highly esteem them. Then he says, for their works. So I told you that the ministry of teaching and doctrine, or teaching, which has to do with doctrine, is the labor, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Then that minister in word and in doctrine. So, you will have to do this. So, we are saying that it's labor as well. Don't be deceived that it's not anything, it's not just that. It's not. You just want to live your life normally.
What work? What here? What work?
It shouldn't be so. People of God, it shouldn't be so. It shouldn't be so. All you know about your natural things, while the attitude of God's character flows out of you effortlessly, in that He works, you will see the ministry as working. Is that okay? You take your seats. As work. As work. So this is where we add some spice to what we have been talking about. We have to add some spice.
Wow.